The Pharmacy Podcast is the first podcast about the profession and business of pharmacy dedicated to the pharmacy professional. Top 25 podcasts.
Another one.
1,000 episodes.
Another one.
Continuing education through podcasting. 2 million downloads.
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Special episode today, Pharmacy Podcast listeners, pretty excited about this. And before we get started, I do want to bring your attention to the UltiGuard Safe Pack. This organization is committed to excellence in medication administration. You work hard as community pharmacists and pharmacy owners, always looking out for your patients. And that's why we've been excited to tell you about a sponsor with a product that makes sense, doing the right thing for the health of your patients, but also doing the right thing for your pharmacy's financial health. Pen Needle UltiGuard Safe Pack provides 100 premium pen needles and a sharps container all in one. Take a look at this. Let us know what you think. Go to UltiGuardSafePack.com/podcast. That's UltiGuardSafePack.com/podcast. And now let's get on to today's special episode. Pharmacy Podcast Network, Pharmacy Podcast Nation. This is the founder and the host of the Pharmacy Podcast, Todd Urey. Today is a very special day. You know, you set up meaningful goals in your life. And sometimes those goals represent the organizations that you're with. Sometimes they represent personal goals. I even have goals for my 8-year-old to get her to stop playing Minecraft so much and get outside and play. But one of the goals for the Pharmacy Podcast Nation and Network was to partner and deliver continuing education to our listeners and to the pharmacy industry at large, and help a organization that we partner with to not only grow their reach, but also build new programs into the future, because we all know pharmacy is transforming. So there wasn't a course available to clinical pharmacists, say, 10, 20 years ago on pharmacogenomics. Now there is. So there's going to be lots of changes that are going to continue to happen in our profession. And when we found the CE Impact team, and just for reference, you can go to CE, as in continuing education, impact.com. This organization is at the forefront of continuing education. They've built an amazing platform. You just have to look at their website initially just to get a gauge of the caliber of this organization. But I want to welcome to the show today, as well as to the Pharmacy Podcast Network, the team that created and launched CE Impact, Jennifer Moulton and Suzanne Feeney. Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation.
Thanks, Todd. Great to be here.
So I'm going to start with Jennifer. I met you some years ago through LinkedIn, and I've been a avid follower of yours forever and have always been interested in what you're doing at CE Impact. But what attracted me to your organization was the crispness of the way that you delivered continuing education at the own pace of the pharmacist, at the pace of the consumer, and the fact that we are in a different age today than waiting to show up at the next national conference, which we can't even do that right now with COVID-19. And we had to utilize the technologies in front of us. And your organization is just that forward thinking to start making the investments. How many years ago was it? But just tell our listeners a little bit about the beginnings of what CE Impact and why you developed it.
Sure. Well, thank you for that. It's all very intentional. So I'm glad that you recognize that. I actually co-founded CE Impact. It was actually known as the Collaborative Education Institute in 2006 with actually the Iowa Pharmacy Association and Drake and Iowa Colleges of Pharmacy at the time. All three of us came together sort of with a handshake, knowing that we could do more as three organizations providing continuing education than we could do individually. So we had a vision at that time to really connect learning to practice and not just provide education for the sake of providing education and renewing your license, but really provide meaningful education that people used in their practice and help them make that connection to their practice and to patient care. So we did that for a lot of years, and about 3 years ago, I actually purchased the company, and we've really pivoted. Our real goal is to create learning experiences that empower pharmacy professionals and really support their lifelong learning journey. So, you know, we know we go to pharmacy school for 6 years and, you know, maybe residencies, fellowships that come after that. But you've got 40 years of practice where you're learning every day and expanding, you know, your professional knowledge and the way that you take care of patients. And that's really where the real learning is, you know, 40 years compared to six. When you're in pharmacy school, you're really just building that foundation. So we want to be your lifelong learning partner, and it's really intentional that we send education to you so you don't have to go out and find it. We try to curate that and try to make it really meaningful to your practice and really want to just foster joy and passion for pharmacy practice through that lifelong learning and through all of the education that we provide.
Suzanne, I've talked with you on many occasions, including at the University of Pittsburgh, where you presented to a class of P2 stage pharmacy students about the future of pharmacy and how you see things transforming and what things were like when you were in school compared to what they were today. And you made a comment to these students that you expect that acceleration of change to actually move even faster in the difference between graduating pharmacy school and what it was like today. But what is your passion around CE Impact? Why is this an organization that you're so involved in from everything that you're doing?
Yeah, well, I'm passionate. I mean, my background is community practice, and I'm extremely passionate about taking that to the next level. But, you know, I had a student ask me the other day if I missed working with patients. And I thought to myself, it's surprising to me that I'm in a role where I'm not working with patients, because that's what it was all about for me. It was, you know, helping patients to achieve these health outcomes and working with people. But when I reflected back on it, and I think one of the reasons why I so much enjoy the CE that we deliver is because it's all about solving the problem and growing and innovating. And I think you do that in any practice setting you're in, whether it's community or if you're just starting out your career, long-term care, specialty, it's all about elevating that. And I'm never somebody to just do something to check a box. It's not exciting or fun for me. And we all have enough choices in our day. I know CE can fall into that category where it's just simple to check the box and get it done. But why not find something that engages you, that pushes you to the next level, that, you know, really connects you to the best of the best out there and is practical? And then, you know, with this, I'm so excited because it helps it fit into people's lifestyle. So if you go out on your commute or for a run, you know, we all have to listen to our daily news update, you know, stay connected to pharmacy practice and get our updates that way. And it just fits into your lifestyle with how busy we all are, even through all of this. So, I mean, I'm just really passionate and feel lucky to be here and be able to do that and support everybody out there to take their learning to the next level.
And this really is about mobile. The mm-hmm. platform that you've created is both desktop and mobile. So describe a little of the technicalities, Jennifer, of how they can engage and use CE Impact as a subscriber.
Sure. Yeah, we have a lot of different options for subscriptions for pharmacists and for technicians, students, even preceptors. So they can purchase a subscription, and all of the education that is within that course catalog is available to them. We also have some innovative products. One of those is Q Friday. We call it Q Friday Clinical Questions, so a little play on Q, or every Friday, a clinical question. And really the intent of that is, like Suzanne mentioned, you know, we want it to fit into your life, and we want to make learning a habit. So you shouldn't be stressed about, you know, oh, my license is renewing. I need to go out and get 30 hours of CE because I haven't done anything for 2 years. You know, that's not the definition of a professional. We really should be learning all the time, which we're doing. We're just not documenting that. And so the goal of that Q Friday product is really to send you an email every Friday. It's the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning. Probably shouldn't look at my phone, but I pick up my phone and, you know, by the time I get up pretty early, I have that email in my inbox and I can quickly just review a patient case on a new clinical guideline or a hot topic or a new drug. And I have 15 minutes of CE before I even step out the door. So we're really trying to innovate and make some, you know, some educational products that really fit into your life. Like Suzanne mentioned, that's really the goal of us doing education for podcasts. You know, we're all listening to podcasts. I know I listen to them all the time, not as much right now because I'm not in my car, but I am going for more walks. So that's making up for that time. So, you know, that's when we listen to it and why not get continuing education for that? We're taking it in and we should get credit for that. And, you know, before you know it, you have all the CE that you need and it's just become part of your everyday habits and doesn't seem so much of a chore. And then you're also not finding things that isn't, you know, not so meaningful to you. You know, these are things that are of interest to you and your practice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see on the site virtual immunization training, technician product verification, the Q Friday clinical question, and point of care testing. What's nice is, once again, this is customized. This is being able to consume the continuing education at my pace, where I am in my career. And if I'm focusing on another career opportunity, especially if there's something happening either internal to the organization I work for, the pharmacy I work for, it could be an independent, could be a national chain, regardless, now I can look at other availability education tracks and take those at my own pace. But what I really like personally, because of the Pharmacy Podcast Network and CE Impact partnering together, is the Q Friday, and how every Friday now the Pharmacy Podcast Nation is going to publish the Q Friday podcast, which is so exciting for us. Suzanne, kind of expand upon why you set up the Q Friday clinical question and what that means for engaged listeners and members and subscribers, but then also a question for both of you. And Suzanne, I'll ask you first, why partner with the Pharmacy Podcast Network?
Yeah. Well, first, Q Friday, I think it's just helping to develop that habit. You know, you can count on this clinical education that comes out every Friday. And, you know, to meet learners in different ways. You know, you can read a case, you can problem solve, quiz yourself. You also have the opportunity to listen in. You know, we're partnering with Dr. Jeff Wall from Drake University, who I can't wait for everybody to hear the podcast. I've been fortunate enough to sit in on two topics, and I'm laughing, I'm learning. He's really engaging. And someone like me who's been out of practice, you know, finds myself, you know, thinking about just pharmacotherapy again and how it all works within the body. And it really pulled me in to learning. So I can't wait. It's a really fun way to learn. I'm super excited to get that out for folks. And I think, you know, why we work together, and I think why this partnership was a no-brainer for us, was because we like to be innovative. We like to give people different ways to learn, and we like to work with people. Partnerships are important to us, and whether they're partnership with the individual learner or they're a partnership with organizations that are doing great things to elevate the entire profession and looking at it holistically, because again, even though my background is community, I think we all work together in pharmacy, and we all have to move forward. And I think, you know, it's what I see you doing is pushing the profession overall to be better, to learn, to engage. And that really aligns with our mission as a business. So it was a no-brainer for us.
That's exciting. And I agree. That's why I was so pulled into CE Impact and the release of Thrive Subscribe, which is another one of your publications. And that's a very meaningful, uplifting show. Once again, that it doesn't sound like you're listening to something that's boring. You're listening to people that are passionate to talk about the subject, but then you're learning as you're listening to those passionate people talk about the subject.
Yep.
I love that. I just think it makes absolute sense. Jennifer, what about you? Why partner? Why not just do it on your own? Why CE Impact is one of the most innovative leading continuing educations, if not the number one in my mind, because I'm biased now since you're in the inner circle, but why partner with the Pharmacy Podcast Network?
Well, I think it just goes to what Suzanne said. You know, we're all about partnering. We don't think that we have all the answers necessarily, but we want to be the curators of that. You know, we do have great education that we develop, but we know that there's a lot of spaces that we're not in where there are other experts. And so we really rely heavily on partnerships throughout the country. One example of that, we have a preceptor education courses as well. And we partner with over 70 schools of pharmacy. So that just shows that, you know, we're a go-giver in that space. We really want to partner, and we feel like all boats rise when we partner with other people who have expertise where maybe we aren't the experts, and we feel like we have expertise where maybe they aren't the experts. So, you know, we just really feel like the Pharmacy Podcast Network is on the forefront. Like Suzanne said, you're partnering with all kinds of really cool organizations and people that are bringing information about pharmacy to the forefront that you might not get otherwise. You know, I rely heavily on podcasts just for news and information and motivation. I listen to a lot of different podcasts for a lot of those reasons. And I think the Pharmacy Podcast Network kind of has all of those pieces as it relates to pharmacy. So it's just kind of a one-stop shop where I think depending on what you're looking for, you can get that. And, you know, from an education standpoint, everybody learns differently. And I think it's really important that we bring different aspects of education and learning to people so that we can meet them where they are and where they learn the best. A lot of people are auditory learners, myself included. So, you know, to hear things and then maybe to reiterate it with a continuing education course that maybe takes it a little bit more in depth, or to actually get CE for listening to that podcast, I think is really powerful. So we're just really excited to elevate both your brand as well as our brand through this partnership.
Well, we're equally excited. Your bit, both of you talked about partnerships. That is the entire reason for the Pharmacy Podcast Network. It was knowing, you know, I'm a marketer, I'm a business development guy. I've been in pharmacy since 2004 and started out in long-term care technology and selling those platforms to pharmacy owners that ran those institutional pharmacies. But it was the partnerships that created the network where I said, you know what? I need a subject matter expert on women in pharmacy or politics or, compliance or specialty pharmacy, regardless, technology. And now knowing that I've always had a goal that we need to have a continuing education driven show, the number one you can actually listen to and then collect bits of your continuing education moving forward by listening to that show and then going back somewhere in taking a test of some sort. But this is going to evolve. Now that you're in the so-called quote-unquote inner circle, I'm going to definitely push the envelope because I think there is so much that we're going to be able to do with your platform in getting courses out there that are meaningful, customized, embedded into other partners, because there's so many partners that have come to our network using the podcast to take the next step. You know, podcasting is not what it is for me. It just so happens to be the medium. It's the meaningful relationships that I've built. It's knowing that a pharmacist will walk up to me at a national conference and hear me talking to someone and say to me, the very first thing they say is, "I know that voice." And I'm like, "What?" And they're like, "You're the podcast guy." And I'm like, "Wow." And that's happened to several of our 46 podcasters. It's happened to other podcasters. Mm-hmm. They said, "Oh yeah, you're the one that did the Lux Pharmacist, you know, Maddie Aquiliano or Jason Covellina or Ashley Cleveland Hayes," and just all these rock stars that I'm so honored to help their voices be raised. But what was special to me for continuing education is knowing that when you're a pharmacy student, everything is driven on the information that you're learning, the tests that you're taking to ensure that you've absorbed that information, but then that never stops. The mind of a pharmacist is traditionally one of guessing and of doubting until they prove it to themselves based on everything that they're learning and ongoing. And I think student life learning is going to be huge for us and the network in growing not only our listeners, which is important to us, but that's not the reason. The reason is is to create the next level pharmacist in their space, what they love to do. Doesn't necessarily even have to be customer facing or patient facing. You might be in the therapeutic space. Digital therapeutics might be your thing, where you're a nerd like I am and you love technology and you want to build something that's never been done before. I hope that comes from a pharmacist. But regardless, the education-driven partnership that you've helped us to put together is I'm so excited about it, so appreciative of it. And we were just talking about partnerships today at the 2020 State Pharmacy Association Leadership Conference, which was virtual, put on by NASPA, NASPA. And we got to hear from Tom Menigan and Steve Anderson and Doug Hoy and Chad Wurz, who's a member of the Pharmacy Podcast Network, Lucinda Main, who's looking at actually joining. And, you know, it was so exciting for me to hear each of those association leaders say, we have to do more where we're actually coming together. I can't think of a better way of coming together than through a continuing education platform that is now empowered, and in reverse, we are now empowered by a continuing education arm. So, like I said, I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, there's not a better time to do it. You know, we're all virtual these days and, you know, we couldn't get together for some of those national meetings and we can't get together for some of the ones coming up. So I think it is the way that we all connect, and we need that connection with each other as professionals. And the partnerships are definitely the way to go. You know, pharmacy is not that big of a world. And yet it seems like a big world when, you know, you didn't know who all the other players were. So I think bringing this together, it's enlightened me to a lot of other people that are out there doing really cool stuff that I want to know more about. So so kudos to you for doing that. I think it's really a great move and it's going to bring us all together.
Well, I want to encourage the listeners to reach out to the CE Impact team. There will be show notes with contact information, but very easy to remember. What a great domain, by the way. Easy to remember, CE Impact. That's CEimpact.com. But what would you like to leave listeners with? We know that this coming Friday is our first Q Friday, which I'm so excited about. But is there anything that you want to leave our listeners with before we wrap up?
You know, for me, and I think I'm stealing words from you, Jen, you just wrote a podcast for us. But what comes to mind is just stay curious, you know, make sure things are evidence-based, stay curious, learn. I think now is in this world that we're in, it's more important than ever. And, you know, we're happy to be one of the tools that help you to do that through this podcast partnership, through all the other partnerships we have, and really with Q Friday and this new product we're launching.
Well, I thank you both. Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. We're looking forward to Q Fridays. Everyone, make sure you search that out, Q Friday CE Impact. And we're looking forward to the first episode.
Great. We'll see you Friday.